Hello, long time no speak. Where we last left off, I had a semi-epiphany of I need to develop life skills before I can do anything like writing a book, which is true. But I also, I think I'm using it as an excuse not to participate in NaNoWriMo. Those two are not exclusive. I can do one and I can do the other, so. Even though it's like 10 days in, I'm going to try to 11 days in, actually, it's 11-11. I'm going to try to jump on and see where I can get. So, I still do need to work on all those things I said before, but it was more giving me an out of NaNoWriMo instead of committing to something and trying your best. So, that's what I'm going to do instead. And I'm on my way to get some pajamas for my baby. My adult baby, not my baby. This baby. What? What you talking about? Oh yeah? So I was thinking about something in the yard as I'm doing the rain gutters just now. And I have an idea, and I don't know if it's feasible or if it would even work, but it makes sense to me. And it's something I can do, I think. So, I mean, I would need a lot of help, a lot of professionals. But what I was thinking is a program. What am I trying to think of? Basically, a therapy strategy. I want to say ritual, but I don't think it's a ritual. A therapy. What do they call those? Strategies, I guess. Line of care? I don't know, but a possible way of therapy of using a VR headset and allowing others to experience their traumas through the eyes of other people. Like, there would be intensive therapy where you get full stories of people's traumas and you basically dial it down in therapy to a specific event that you think is causing a behavior in your life that you want to change. So what you would do is we would study that event that you're thinking of, get all the information we possibly can of that event, and then recreate it in a VR 3D world. And that way you can watch the situation from every single angle, if you're able to get witnesses from who was there, or I mean, if it's really traumatic, I bet it's probably something really, really bad. You probably don't have witnesses or one other person, so so I could see where it would be controversial. Like, I was thinking more of, like, you know, you witnessed a shooting or you had an embarrassing moment. But if we're talking about deep traumas, yeah, I don't know if you want to recreate those. That's kind of icky. But I could see the healing process of being able to to see everything from a different perspective. You would be able to put together that scene in your life and apply it to your life now. Okay, this car's going that way. Apply it to your life now. And what I've been noticing about a lot of my childhood traumas and put into the prism of today's perspective and who I am now, I see those events as completely, like, harmless. Or not exactly harmless, but like, yeah, that sucked, but that doesn't define me. And it's able to allow me to figure out how to undo a lot of bad behaviors tied to specific traumas I've had. So I'm not coming out of this from nowhere. I'm personally experiencing it right now. And I think if I was able to pinpoint some of the traumas in my life and what happened and interview family members who were there or what they remember and put everything together, is get the biggest picture you possibly can of a specific traumatic event and then experience it. You have the controls. You can go in and out of it, watch it from far away, watch it from right inside. You can watch it first person view from any of the people involved. You can add sound, music, dialogue, whatever you think you need to be fully immersed in this traumatic event that happened. And you can look at it objectively, and you can look at it and be like, okay, well, yeah, that really sucks that that happened to me, but that's just such a small event in my life. Why am I letting it dictate who I date? Why am I letting it dictate what I eat? How I make myself feel better? How I see myself? Things like that. You can completely undo. I am talking, ma'am. You can completely undo those kind of behaviors. Once you add perspectives. And that's been sort of my running theory on everything. Is everything can be explained if you have as many perspectives as you can get. You're born with one and you gain them as you grow. And how many you're able to collect is up to you. But the more perspectives you have, the more of the truth you see. I know I'm rambling. I am almost done, miss. And then I will turn on the music, okay? Okay, thank you. So that's just the idea I had. I think, I don't know how you would implement it. I would need psychiatrists. I know the 3D. I know a lot of the ideas of how to implement it. I just want to be able to get like a prototype for something. I don't know. I'll use my own traumatic event, I guess. I think it was a specific one that I would be willing to share with others, honestly. But I think that'd be a really interesting thing to look into. I don't know where I would start. I guess I could ask psychologists if it's a sound idea. I could put it into more concise language from what I just rambled about here. and ask the question. I'm going to try that. I've been trying to figure out a way to use my skills and curiosities to my advantage so I don't have to work night shift anymore. So it might go somewhere, it might not. Either way, I know I'm almost done. It's going to be really exciting and really cool to see where things go. Okay, you want to say bye, Abby? You say bye-bye?
Bye,
bye-bye.